During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in here and start my story here. Grew up in the Cincinnati area, and 2003, I got married and built a house with my wife in Trenton, Ohio, which is, you know, 40 minutes north of Cincinnati. It's mostly farmland, all flat. When we built the house, we moved in, nothing ever really happened. 2007, my daughter was born, and, first year or so was great. Then, she got, a year and a half, she began to talk, stuff like that. We noticed, she had the imaginary friend, of course. And it's like, well, lots of kids have that. She's 2 and 3 and she's talking about Eloise, blaming Eloise for this, extra, snacks for Eloise. What about Eloise for this, wanting to include Eloise in a lot of activities, and we just thought that was normal. She had also began talking about, things during the night. She would mention in the morning, that little boy chasing her back to her room again, that boy that wears the blue. And I'd ask her, what do you mean the boy that wears the blue? I'd ask her, explain a little bit what's going on. She'd say, I left my room and, to get some water. And that boy in the blue just chased me back to my room. And she said, it's no big deal. I think he just wants to play with us. And I'd say, he just wants to play with us. And she'd, yeah, me and Eloise think he just wants to play. Which is like, you feel terrible about it. But, that stuff kind of really creeps me out, So, I've always had a relationship with my daughter where she can tell me anything. I always tell her, you can tell me anything, sweetheart. Every time she says, Dad, can I tell you something? I'd say, you can tell me anything. And, I remember back when she's 2 and 3 telling me about, things, like that going on and just feeling creeped out. And I remember saying to her, at one point, don't tell Dad stuff like that. It's creeping me out. And then, of course, I immediately told her, I don't mean that, you can tell me about anything, So I've always, felt bad about saying that to her that once. So, she's, moved on now. She'll be 10 actually next month. And if you talk to her about it now, she doesn't remember it at all. She doesn't remember having an imaginary friend or anything about the boy chasing her to her room, on a nightly basis. At one point she'd talk about it. But, now she doesn't, remember it at all. Well, in 2011, sorry about that. In 2011, my son was born, and now he is 5 now, and I guess when he was about 4, he started talking about seeing some things, maybe, you know, some of the things he would talk about. Me and my wife would be like, ooh, what's going on, you know, just certain things he would say. And then I remember one time my wife and my daughter were out, you know, shopping, and I was home with my son, and, you know, sports were on. We was watching football. He loves watching football with me. We go back, and, you know, during halftime, and I go, let's go back and, you know, fold some laundry up for mommy. And we go back to the bedroom, and I'm folding laundry up, and he goes across the hall to his room, and I see he's got his game on. He wants to play his game. That's fine. And then he comes running into my room, and he's terrified, and he's hiding under the blankets and saying, she's in there, she's in there again. And I said, well, what's going on? And he says, you know, she's in there dancing. She won't stop dancing. She's dancing in the corner again. And I say, you know, a split second I'm thinking, you know, why is my daughter in his room? Why is she in there bugging him? She hardly ever goes in there. And then, it clicked, like, no, she's not even home. She's with my wife shopping, rather. So I can't, you know, I'm like, who's in there? And he says to me, Louise, she's in there dancing again. And I felt like so like terrified inside, but you can't show that to your children, you know? And I'm like, well, what's she doing, buddy? And she's just twirling in the corner. You know, he tells me, I'm like, well, you can stay in here with me. Don't worry about it. I'm sure she'll be done soon. Like, I don't know how to handle stuff like that, you know? And it's just like, he says her name is Louise. And for him to say that, you know, 4 years later after my daughter is saying, you know, her imaginary friend is Eloise. And I realize Eloise and Louise, that's pretty darn close. It just really freaks me out, you know? So, you know, he mentioned stuff every once in a while, but not, you know, at the same rate that my daughter was experiencing things. I hope that doesn't escalate any. Also, just a side thing, I'd say about 3 months after that happened with my son, I had a garage service company come service my garage door. It wasn't working properly, so he came up to fix it. And he's out in the garage, you know, fixing it and stuff. And when I came out to see how everything was going and, you know, see what the damage was as far as a bill goes, you know, I got to talking to him. And he said that he didn't realize, you know, my house was in that area. And that he had grew up in the area and didn't realize that those homes were back there. And I said, yeah, we built in 2003, you know, they built this. And he goes, oh, yeah, and he starts looking around. He does a little, you know, twirl, and he goes, they're used to, you know, because all I can see when I look out my windows is farmland. All I see is corn, and, you know, I have a couple neighbors, but, you know, there's not much in the area. And we're real close to the river, and there's some streams and stuff. And he looks around, and he goes, used to be a cemetery right around here, like almost out of a movie or something, a horrible movie. And I said, please don't tell me that. And he said, yeah, we used to go looking for arrowheads back here, you know, when we were kids. There used to be a little cemetery around here someplace. So that just freaked me out even more. So I don't know. My wife doesn't like to talk about it at all. She always is afraid that, you know, any talking about it is going to somehow give it power. And, you know, I don't know. I know it all, you know, it scares the bejesus out of me. I've always, you know, my stance has been, you know, I don't know if ghosts, you know, are real or if they're not. But I've always felt like I want to be the last person to find out for sure. Sorry for the long call. I've always wanted to, you know, share that with people. The list of people that I'm willing to share that with, you know, in person, or it's very short, so it's nice to have an outlet to talk about stuff like this. I guess that's about it. Thanks, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save